Okay, we're in Perek Zayin in Hilchos Beis Bechira, and this entire Perek is dedicated to analyzing the idea of what makes the Beis HaMikdash, its Kedusha, unique, meaning how we're supposed to behave in the Beis HaMikdash, how should we relate to it. And then the second part of this Perek is one of the more famous parts where the Rambam lists the 10 levels of Kedushas that exist in the world. So let's get to it. So in Halacha Aleph, he says, Mitzvah to say, Liyura min HaMikdash. It's a positive commandment to be afraid, to hold the Beis HaMikdash in some type of awe. But it's not the building itself that you're afraid of, rather the fears of God. So it's supposed to bring about a certain fear of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So what's the expression in the halachic system of this yira? So for example, so you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash holding a walking stick, nor with, let's say, sandals, or let's say wearing only underwear, or dusty feet, or let's say money that's tied up in a bundle. Of course, the Ram doesn't have to tell you, also laruk the whole harbais, you can't spit anyone harbais. Ella im nizdamin lo rok mavliol biksuso. If he has to spit, he kind of soaks it in his clothes. Lo yasa harbais derech. You can never use Har Bayis in the temple area as a shortcut. You can't use it to shorten the overall, where you're going. Rather, you have to walk around the outside. You can only go into Har Bayis in the base of Mikdash compound for the purpose of a mitzvah. So every time you go into the base of Mikdash area, the Har Bayis, you start from the right. Makifim yotin derech small, and you exit the left. Chutz misha ero davar shu makif ala small. Except for one unique situation is, let's say something horrible happens, a tragedy happens to somebody, then they come in the left way. Lefikach, therefore, how you shown though, people will say to this guy walking the left way, malacha makif ala small, why are you walking around the left? Sha'ani avel, hashochim advises that, you know, this is because I'm an avel now, and coming here will make me feel better. Sha'ani menuda, hashochim advises that. Or he might say, what do you call it? Then you'll say or he might say that I've been ostracized. So you say, Yitim b'lav chav tishim al dvar yachab rechav yachurucha. So you would answer him saying that hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will draw you closer and help you out, something along those lines. Halacha Dal, kol shehishlem avoda mistalak lo, anyone who's completed any avoda on the base of Mikdash, and now it's time for him to leave. Any yotzev achor v'heichal, he can't walk with his back to the heichal area, the location of the Kodesh of Kodesh Hashem, El Mahalech Acharonis, not, he walks backwards slowly, Benacha, Umahalech Benacha Satsido, and he turns to a side, Achi Yetzim Yazar, until he leaves the Yazar itself. V'chein Achi Mishrav Achar Maimon, V'levim B'duchanan. So this includes, for instance, the people who were the Kohanim who are on duty that week, who are representatives of the Jewish people, as well as Levim, when they would leave their area. Kachim yotzim in a mikdash. This is how they would go out. Kamishi posea achar tefila achar us. Like someone backing up from tefila, like Shimon Ezer. Kol zeli yira min a mikdash. This all expresses awe and fear of the base mikdash. Okay. Liak adam shoshok neged sharam mizrachi shel azara shu shar nikonar. So you can never act in a joking manner, where what do you call it? Where you're facing the shar, the eastern shar of the azara, which because bidei shu michuban keneged base kodesh kodashim, because it sits opposite the kodesh kodashim. Anytime you go into the Azara, Yahalech Benachas, you should go in in a certain state of a dignified way. In the area that's permitted for you to walk into. And you should always see yourself as standing before God. And you should walk in that area always with fear and trepidation. So that's kind of the state of mind a person has to have when they're walking around the base of Mikdash. Allah above. You can never sit down in the Azara. The only people who can are the kings from the Davidic lineage. So the Sanhedrin that sat down to meet in that lishka, that chamber area that was for them, it was only in the non-Kodesh side that they were able to go ahead and sit down. Even though today the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed due to our sins, you still must have all the Beit HaMikdash, as in the same way as if it were still around. So therefore, you can only go into the area you're allowed to go into. Below Yeshiv Azara, you can't sit in the Azara area. Below Yaakov Rosh Hashanah Shara Mizrach, you also can't, again, act in a frivolous manner by that Shara, the Eastern Gate, Shamar, Shabbos, Shabbos, it's a permanent thing. Mashmir Shabbos Olam, just like keeping Shabbos is something that's permanent. Afmar Mikdash Olam, so too fearing the base of Mikdash, Afapi Shachar, but just Olam, because even though it's destroyed, it still stands in its state of Kedusha. Lachagas. Is Mashmir Mikdash Banoi, when the base of Mikdash is built, Asalul Adam Mahakel Sosha Midatsofim, so a person can already has to stop acting in sort of like a joking manner, already from Har Tzofim. Shechutzu Shalayim Lefnim, which is outside of Yerushalayim, going in. V'ushiyeh sheyeh ro'ez ha-mikdash. And this is when this Isser takes place, when you can actually see the base of Mikdash. Lo yegedr masik beino beino mikdash. And there is no fence or blocked area between himself and the base of Mikdash. Lachetes. Aslo adam le'olam shifano sheyisham bein mezoch maro. So at all times, a person can never, ever, ever defecate or sleep where his body's in a position facing east to west. Beinzarach lomar, and you know what to say, shein koben beis kise bein mizrach amarav, a person should never make his bathroom or his toilet facing east to west, the whole makom meishe heichal marav, because the heichal is located in the west, lefika. Lo yifan lamarav lemizrach meishu kenegin amarav. Therefore, you should never defecate facing towards the east or the west, or the west or the east, because that's always kenegin, always opposite the west. Rather, you should always sleep and defecate in the north-south direction. The whole matil mayim minatzofim lifnim. Whoever urinates from the heart sofim to inside to Yerushalayim, lo yeshev, you shouldn't sit down. Upanav kape kodesh, while you're facing the kodesh at the base of mikdash. Elotzafim ladarim. Rather, you should be facing north or south. Or yisalek a kodesh listadim, and have the base of mikdash at your sides. Okay, moving to a little bit different halacha now. A person cannot make a house that looks basically like the Beis HaMikdash. Achsadra tafnes ulam, like a porch with like that design like the ulam, the Beis HaMikdash, chasar kenei gazara, or a courtyard that looks like the azara. Shulchan mitzvah shulchan. Again, I can't make a shulchan, a kli shulchan that looks exactly like the shulchan Beis HaMikdash. Menorah b'shoz menorah, save the menorah. But you can make a menorah of five branches, or shal shmona kanim, or eight, or menorah she'ena shamateches, or a menorah that's not made out of metal. Afi she'ishal shiva kanim. So I can make a non-metal menorah, even if it has seven branches, like in the base of Mikdash. Okay, switching gears now. Alach Yud Aleph. Now we get into the idea of kedushas makom. Alach Yud Aleph. Shlosh b'chonos ha'yavim midbar. So there were three camps located, or three zones in the desert, while the Jews were in the desert. Machane Yisrael, there was the Machane Yisrael part, who Arba Machanos, so that was subdivided into four separate camps. Umachane Leviya, there was the camp of Levim, Shnei Rabba, Vesavila, Mishkan Yachanu. And then Umachane Shechina, there was the area for the Shechina, for the divine presence, whom Mipesach Chatzar Ohel Moed, Lifnim, that's from the opening to the Ohel Moed and in. Ukenegdan Ledaros, and this was the design that was used in the future. Mipesach, Yushalayim, Har Abayis, Kamachan Israel. So from the opening of Yushalayim until Har Abayis is like the Jewish area, the non-Levi Cohen area. Umipesach, Har Abayis, Pesach, Azara, from the entrance Har Abayis until the opening of Azara, Shushar Nikanor, Kamachan Leviya. That's like the Machan Leviyim. Mipesach, Azara, Lefnim, from the Azara and in, Machan Eshkina. That's the area for the divine presence. The Achel, the Ezra's Nashim, the Chel area, which we saw before, and the Ezra's Nashim, which was on the balconies, Mali Yisera, and Besa Olamim. They were areas that had higher levels of Kedusha that were brought about when the base of Mikdash was built. Okay, left your base. Now, Kol Eretz Yisrael, Mekudesh Yisrael, Ratzos. All of Eretz Yisrael is more sanctified than anywhere else in the world. Umayhi Kedusha so, and the Ram is going to go through each one of these cases in the 10, where he's going to say, what makes it more Kedusha? Ha'omer Ushtei Lechem Abikurim. Masha'im Mevin came Bishar Ratzos, because Bikurim, the first fruits, and Omer, and the Shtei Lechem, they were brought by the Anshavuos. These are all brought only in Eretz Yisrael, and never brought from other lands. Now, Esu Kedusha same Eretz Yisrael, the Zulu Malam Bezu. So there's 10 levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, and one's on top of the other. One's greater than the other. Ayaros and Mukapos Choma, Mekudashas Bisharet. So walled cities are more sanctified than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Shem Lashachim Misochan Esem Sa'arim. Because anyone who has Saras must leave those cities. Vein Kovar Misochan Mace. And you don't bury anyone, and you don't bury any corpses there. Achi Yurtsu Shiva Tobe Ir or Kol Anshe Ir, unless the government officials, the seven government officials, or the entire city wants it. If a body's taken outside of the city, we can't bring it back in. Even if everyone wants to bring the body back in. If all the people of the city want to take a dead body, remove it from the area, so they can do that. And any grave which was originally placed outside the city, right, can always, what it called, can always be, excuse me, any grave from inside can always be uncovered, can never be, can be covered except for the kever of a prophet or the king. Kever shikifaso here, right, let's say the people want to, what it called, let's say you have a grave that was outside the walled city, bein midal ruchosa, bein mishne ruchos, zukin egezu, whether it, what it called, let's say it was outside the city, and let's say the city expanded in size, okay, depending on all four directions or not. If there is between the kever and the city 50 amos in any direction, you can't move it unless everyone agrees. But if it's less than that, then it may be removed. Okay, Allah Yudala. Yushalayim, the city of Yushalayim, is Mukudeshik Vishayar was Mukavas Homa. It's holier than or more sanctified than any of the walled cities. Sha'ochlim kachim kalim, because you eat certain types of sacrifices, umaisasheni, as well as maisasheni lefnim v'chamasa, within the walls. Ve'el dvarim sh'nevri Yerushalayim. And these are the things that are said regarding Yerushalayim. Im malinim ba esames, you can never leave a dead body there overnight. Im avir b'socha atzamos adam, you can never carry human bones within it. Im maskirim b'socha batim, you can't rent houses in it. Im nosim b'socha makom legartoshav, you can't give someone who's, let's say, a non-Jew who keeps a shavim mitzvah, say, Noah, who lives in Israel, he can't live there. And you can't have any graves inside there, except for the graves of the Davidic lineage, the kever chulda, as well as the kever of chulda, that came from the days of the first Nevi'im. You can't plant gardens or orchards there. You can't plant, you can't plow, because basically it will smell bad. You can't keep trees there, except for, like, let's say, a rose orchard or garden. That was there from the times of the first Nevi'im. You can't keep a garbage dump there because of the bugs. And you can't go ahead and, you can't go ahead and take from it, what it called, you can't build like balconies and things that protrude into the Rishus Rabbim because of Tumas Ova. In general, Kohanim can never go ahead and, what do you call it? Bein Osim Ba Kivshonos Bnei Ashen. You can't build furnaces because of the smoke. Bein Megadlin Ba Tanagolos Bnei Kachem. You can't raise chickens there because of the status of being a Kodesh. And Bechein Lo Yigdilu Kohanim Tanagol Mechar Chisrael. Not only that, Kohanim can't grow chickens anywhere in Israel, Bnei Taharos, because they can lead to situations of tumah. Vena bias nechlapa, so you can never sell a house there. Vena talim negoyim, you can never have a house there get saras. Veena nasas irnidachas, it can never become an irnidachas, which means everyone there was worshipped Odazar, and the city must be destroyed. Vena mevia egla rufa, and you can't bring an ever egla rufa from there, because as we know famously, Yerushalayim was never given to any one of the specific shvatim. Halacha tezva. Hara bias mikudash rimena. Now, Har Bayis is holier than Yerushalayim, because anyone who's had a seminal mission or menstruated or had gave birth cannot enter there. You can bring a dead body into Har Bayis, and also someone who was Tamei Meis can enter there as well. Okay, this is the area further into Har Bayis, the next border. Mekudesh Shemena is holier than that than Har Bayis. Because someone who's a non-Jew or Tamei Meis, or someone who had sexual relations with a woman who was a Nida, they cannot, what do you call it, cannot enter into that area. Now moving up, Allah Yudzayin, Ezra's Nashim, the Kudesh of Inachel, so Ezra's Nashim is on a higher level. Because someone who, let's say they went to the mikvah, but the sun hasn't set yet, they can enter into there. This is Ebedivrayim, this is Nishdir Banan, Adam Minatorim, Mutal, we call it to Machan Aviyah. We know Midoraisa, a person who's Tzvulyom, can go into the Machan Aviyah. The Talmeish Nichlas Ezra's Nashim, if someone touch a dead body and goes into the Ezra's Nashim area, Inu Chayv Chatas, would not be Chayv Korban Chatas. Lach Yudchas, Ezra's Yisrael, next level up to Ezra's Yisrael, Mekudeshim Ezra's Nashim. Because someone who was not brought the korbanos or chayivin, what it called cannot go in there. The tamish nechnas hashem chayiv karis. So someone who's tamay that goes in there would get karis. Now moving up, halach yates ezras kohanim mekudash is mena. The ezras kohanim is more mekudash. Sheni shalom then tlasin shalom el b'shas rochayim. Because Bnei Yisrael can't go into that area unless they need to, which is one of their chayiv to go in. L'smicha, which is a certain procedure done on the korban. L'kapara, which is the atonement. L'shkita, to shecht it. And then l'tznufa, which is the waving. We'll get to all these later on in halachas of korbanos. L'chaf, bein ulam l'mizbeach, l'kudash shemena. So from the entrance of the heichal to the mizbeach is more mekudash in balei mumen, because someone who has a mum, upurei rosh, or someone whose hair is what they call grown long, upurei begadim, someone who has torn clothes, nichnas on the sham. They cannot, none of them can go into that area. The heichal is even more mekudash than the ulam mizbeach area. Only someone who's washed, a kohen who's washed their hands and feet, can go in further. So obviously the area of the kodesh kodashim is more mekudash. Only the kohen gadol can ever go into the kodesh kodashim, and that's only on Yom Kippur. And finally, Lacha Chagimel, Rambam adds another point. Makom shaya balia mechuban al kodesh kodashim. There was a place in the upper story on top of the kodesh kodashim. Ein nechnasan lo elapam achas b'shavua. You'd only go up there once a week. Leida mahut sarach lechazek bitko, to find out whatever is necessary to repair the area. V'shash nechnasan habenoim livnos l'sakim heichal ol hotzi mishamas etuma. So when people were the builders, the contractors, when they would go into the base of Mikdash to either construct or repair an area, or to remove something that's tameh, mitzvah shu nechnasim kohanim tamimim. The ideal workers would be kohanim who have no mums. Lo matzut tamimim nechnasu b'alei mumim. But if you can't find any kohen who doesn't have a mum, you can send someone who has a mum. They mention kohanim v'nus levim. After kohanim, levim should go in. Lo matzut levim. If you can't find a levim, nechnasu yisrael, then a non-levi kohen can go in. Mitzvah b'taharim. Ideally, you want someone tahor. Lo matzut taharim nechnasu levim. If not, then see him someone tameh. Tamei u'bal mum, let's say someone is tamei and a bal mum, yichnas bal mum. Let's say you have either someone who's tamei or someone who's bal mum. The bal mum should go in. The al yichnas tamei, not the tamei, shatumah d'chuyah b'tzibur. Because tumah is doche, pushes off a tzibur. The nechnas on the heichal, the sakein, anyone who does go into the heichal to fix anything, yichnas u'b'tevah, should go in with like these crates from the upper story. Imein sham tevas. If they don't have these kind of crates or baskets to go in, or EF Sharlahem, Shiasu Batevos, or they can't make them, Yechzu Derek Sachem, then they can actually go in through the normal entrances. Okay, that ends Parag Zayin, and we'll pick up Cherech Ches after Chag.